The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Thank you, Father, for your mighty hand of protection and safety. Thank you for all you are to us. Thank you for your almightiness. And this morning, we receive in this meeting answers to our questions. In the name of Jesus, we receive needs met and situations surrendered to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we open up this place for miracles. We open up this place for strong revelation knowledge. Thank you, Father, for all things. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Let's be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Glory to God. Whoa, 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 whoa. Keva leta yadaradush. So I'm just what I did in the first service. Okay. The same thing. I'll keep telling you, especially for some of us that are workers, who by reason of being workers have to be in the both services. Okay? And for now, what we're doing is we're taking the same teachings in the both services. But then, listen, friends, don't let the devil rob you. Something about the word of God is this. If you hear it 10 times, it impacts you 10 times. Have you observed that even when you get the same message, the same recorded message, who has ever listened to a message for like 5 times? Give me an example. Huh? Forgiveness, prayer force. What other one? Huh? School of faith. Consistency, Abby. Be content. And realize that no matter how many times you hear those things, it's like there is something you've not heard before. You hear the point? And if, for instance, you hear prayer force and it makes you pray, even if you hear it the 10th time, you will still pray. And that's because it is God's word. Are you getting the point? And we say it's new every morning. It's new every morning. And so whenever God's word is about, you know, one of the things that show that you are growing spiritually is your desire to hear the same things again and again. One sign that you are not growing spiritually, don't miss this, is when you want to hear different things every different day. The way Paul will put it in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, he say to write the same things to you. He said, to me, it is not grievous. He said, but to you, it is safe. So, what he was about to teach them, he has said it again. He said, but for me to say it again, I don't feel bad saying it. And what he does, what he said, it is safe. So, a pastor should know that the safe thing to do is to teach his people the same thing over and over and over again. That is not LMPO, because these are some things I'm going to be addressing. You need to learn to hear the same things over and over again. Amen? Okay, so, but then this morning, I'll bring the same teaching I brought in the first service, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. And I tell you, this is going to be an impactful service for you. I expected an amen. Let me ask your neighbor, should I change my seat? Or are you going to talk? So, amen. Ask the person again, neighbor, for the last time, should I change my seat? Or will you talk? So, amen. Well, So the name of Jesus is our weapon. It's one of the greatest tools that the believer has. And like I started in the first service, this name is beyond what Mary called Jesus at birth. It's beyond the nomenclature of a person. It's beyond a means of identification. It's beyond that. This name, you know, is the Greek word onoma. O-N-O-M-A. And maybe you're wondering why we use Greek words when we teach. The reason is simple. The Bible, the New Testament, was written in Greek. We know that, right? The Old Testament was written The Old Testament was written in what? Eh? Okay. And the New Testament was written in what? And which other language? Yes, no Bible. And so sometimes in teaching, for instance, if something was written in Igbo language and we now translate it to English, you find that translation sometimes can have one or two issues. For instance, the example I normally use for you here is the fact that the Greek language, the Greek language, I don't know who needs this, is a more complete language than the English language. Okay? So sometimes you refer, for instance, the normal example I use is words like love. In English, you say, if you tell Richie, I love you, and you tell your wife, I love you, or you tell your father, I love you, it's the same word, love. But in the Greek, it's not like that. In the Greek, there is a word used for expressing love to your wife. At this point, there's another word used for expressing love to your siblings. That are different. But the English language, you render it as love. An example of this, as I always explain, is in John 21. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me more than this? The word there is agape. You love me. Then Peter replied, yes, I love you more than this. But the word Peter used was no longer agape. He used filio. Are you getting me? Are you following me, guys? I don't like this sound. It's breaking. I don't like it. Now, and these are different, but you will never know if you stick with your English language. And so sometimes in learning, we have to refer back. Praise God. So for instance, if you look at this word name in the English language, just name, but actually more specifically, it talks about the authority of a person. The authority of a person. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. It talks about the authority of a person. Not just the name by which someone is called. No. It talks about the authority. So the name of Jesus is beyond the fact that somebody is called Jesus. The name of Jesus actually refers to the fact that there is an actually refers to the authority of the name. Some will say, pray in the name of Jesus. We are not saying, just make sure you mention in Jesus' name when you are praying. We are saying, pray in the authority of Jesus. Are you following me, friends? Look at what it says. It's a God who has sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past to our fathers by the prophets, verse 2, had in this last day spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Who is he talking about here? Who is he talking about? Okay. Now, watch closely. And upholding all things by the word of his power, where he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So he purged our sins and sat down. Right? Now, verse 5 now says, be made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than them. So, how did Jesus get his name? By By inheritance. Verse 5. What which of the angels said at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten you. So when God gave birth to Jesus, when he begat him, he gave him, he got by inheritance. And in the first service, when was Jesus begotten of the Father? People think it was when he came into the world. No. Jesus was begotten of the Father when he died and rose again. Simple. Amen? Please don't miss what I'm saying now. When he died and rose again, he was begotten. Acts 13 verse 33. He was in the resurrection of Jesus that he was begotten of the Father. So you now ask questions like, was he not the Son of God all the while? Watch the Bible. God had fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he had raised up Jesus again, as it is written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten you. Which day was that? The day Jesus was raised up from the dead. Are you following me, guys? Are you following me? The day he was raised up from the dead, that was the day God became his father. Hallelujah. That was the day he was begotten of God. And by that birth, he became the first begotten. And by being the first begotten of the Father, it now means there will be other people. Are you following me? He became the first begotten of the Father. That was the day he inherited the name at resurrection. So the name of Jesus is beyond the fact that Mary was calling him Jesus or Joseph named him Jesus. No. I've explained to you, anybody can bear the name Jesus. As a matter of fact, there is somewhere in the Bible that the name Jesus was used to refer to Joshua. How many of you know this? Let me show you. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I didn't plan to show all of this. But you find that the name Jesus was a common name that anybody was bearing in Israel as a verb. So when Mary heard he shall be called Jesus, Mary was not scared. It was not like, wow, what is Jesus? Lord, what does that mean? She knew the name. It wasn't a strange name. Okay, it wasn't a strange name. It was a common name. So Hebrews 4 verse 8. Look closely. Hebrews 4 verse 8, quickly. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? This Jesus is not referring to Jesus of Nazareth. He's referring to Joshua. He says, sir, how did you know that? There are many ways I know, but I can just show you one way. Put up another translation. NLT said, if Joshua had spoken to give them the rest. Put up Amplified. Another translation. Amplified said, this mention of a rest was not a reference to their entry into Canaan. For if Joshua had given them rest. So King James used Jesus. Was King James wrong? No. Amen? Because the word Jesus is the word Yeshua. Is the word Joshua. I get the point. So anybody and everybody could bear the name. So the power in the name of Jesus is not in the name Jesus. Who is following me this morning at all? It's not in the name Jesus. Because anybody, Joshua could be a Jesus. Joshua was Jesus. If your name is Joshua, your name is Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, it's funny how that name, you know, people call it, they call it Jesus, it works. You call it Yeshua, it works. Some people call it Jesu. And it works. You know, people have said a lot of things. Well, you don't know the name of you will make a lot of mess. You know, I heard somebody that was preaching and said that you will like this, so deep revelation. That the way David killed Goliath was that he picked 5 stones. And those 5 stones were a picture of Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. So he, and David just picked one. Only J killed Goliath. Imagine if he had gotten to S. And if imagine I was preaching, some of you would be on your feet. Say, man of God, that's deep. See, I love my Bible. The beautiful thing about the Bible is that you have it. Let me tell you, if any preacher is talking nonsense and lying to you, he is not to be blamed. You are to be blamed. You know why? You have the same material he's lying from. We cannot all have the same textbook. And you are lying. And where that revelation now crashes is when you now find out that the name Jesus in the Hebrew is not even 5. It's Yeshua. The revelation begins to shake. Then the evil people will say their own is Jesus. It's now 4. The revelation comes into trouble. Glory to God. The truth is, the name is not about how many spelling it has. Just like people that say, grace is the number, is the 5 is the number of grace. Why? Because G-R-A-C-E. Amen. I say, you ask the word of charis. Because charis is C-H-A-R-I-S. It's cis. He said, no. Remove C-H, put K. So that it will come. Amen. That's not where you find the power in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus refers to the authority of that name. The authority he got. Philippians 2 verse 7. How did he get the name? When did he get the name? He didn't get the name when Mary gave him the name. The name was a name that God gave him. And he got that name or that authority at his death and resurrection. Look at this. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8, watch. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Therefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name. So when he says, wherefore, it was after he took the death of the cross that God now exalted him and now gave him a name. So the name came after he died and rose. Are you guys still in church? So when did Jesus get his name? When he died and rose again from the dead. And that's why I was showing you guys in the first service. Jesus was now, before he died, he now approached the disciples and began to say something funny. He told them, before now, none of you has ever used my name. John 16:24. Hallelujah. Let's read together, everybody. Here we go from the screen. Read it again. Peter, though, have you asked nothing? In my, so he said, what does that mean? Huh? He said, now, you have never asked anything in my name. Put up like another translation. Glory. NLT said, you haven't done this before. Ask using my name. So until then, these guys have never asked in his name. But they were raising the dead. Right? Abi? They were working miracles. At one of those times, they went out and Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. But he now told them, you have never asked using my name before. Do you know why? How did they work miracles? The same way Elijah used the power of God. I didn't get the point. But asking in that name was not in operation as at then because Jesus has not yet died. The name has not been gotten. He said, look at Amplified. He said, up to this time, you have not asked a single thing in my name. A single thing. So nobody ever used the name of Jesus before he died. Nobody. And that begins to tell you that it was beyond that the man was called Jesus. Because then all of them knew him as Jesus. But then at that time the name, there was no authority. The authority of that name came upon his death and resurrection. Are you following me, guys? He said, all this time you have not asked a single thing in my name, as presenting all I am. But now, ask. I keep on asking. So, immediately, because it was after this John 16, 17, 18, you know, after all this systemic conversation with them, his passion now started. He now died and rose again and all that. So from the time he rose again, they now had the capacity. So for the first time in the whole Bible, we now see in Acts chapter 3 verse 6, where Peter will say, silver or gold I don't have, such as ever I give you, in the name of Jesus. We now see them come in that name. Are you following me, guys? So the name of Jesus was gotten when he died and he rose again. That name came fully into operation. So they were using his name to cast out devils, right? But so they were casting out devils in his power, but none of them had used that name. Use that name. Use that name. Glory to God. Glory to God. But today I can tell you, friends, we have a name. Are you getting the point? We have a name. Wow, there's something I didn't say in the first service, and because I was rushing. We have a name. John 16, 24. Look at it again. John 16, 24. Let's do it together, everybody. Come again. Do it again. So, he gave us a name. Right? Okay. Revelation 2 verse 17. Yalolo levereket yadush. Look at what he said. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna. If you remember LMP last year, you remember this teaching? I will give it of the hidden manna. I will give him a white stone. Who is it that overcome it again? Get me a cane from my office. Who is it that overcome it again? What you lack is boldness. You know the answer. So I ask again, who is it that has overcome? What's wrong with you? How did he overcome? By faith. Where did we get that from? Leave this. Go to 1 John 5 verse 4. I'm coming to this shortly. 1 John 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Are we born of God? Have we overcome? How did we overcome? By faith. Now go to Revelation 2 verse 17. Remember, the same person that wrote John, the book of John, wrote the book of Revelation. Am I right? So he now says, he that had an ear, let him hear what is written in churches, to him that overcometh. That's talking about the guy that has faith, right? Okay. Will I give to each of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving him that received it. He said he will give that man a new name. Right? I now want to know, okay, what name is that? Revelation 3 verse 12. Ayabulatirakea. Him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. If he got my inheritance, what does that mean? It means that name, okay, if I say, I got this phone by inheritance, what am I saying in essence? This phone belonged to my father and he gave it to me. Right? So this is originally my father's phone. But by inheritance, it's not my name. So if he says he got the name by inheritance, who has the name originally? It's God's name. Right? So God is the name of Jesus. So when you say, I come in the name of Jesus, what are you saying? I come in the name of God. Right? Right? Now, so, he got the name by inheritance. Now, what that means is, remember, Romans 8 verse 15, we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. So whatever he got by inheritance, we also got by inheritance. Remember fellowship? Now,
wherever he got by inheritance, we also got by inheritance, right? So he got righteousness by inheritance. We got it by inheritance too. He got his name by inheritance. We got the name too. So that name is ours. Why? We are also children of God. Who's following me? That's why, listen friends, that's why he is called the firstborn. He's not called the only. In incarnation, he was the only son of God. In resurrection, he became the first begotten of the Father. First meaning there are other people like you and I. True? So what he got as a firstborn, we also got as other children. And listen, friends, I've explained to you that word first begotten in the Bible, I don't know why I'm going to draw this, does not mean first child and then second, there is second, there is third, and maybe you are number 6 billion, 6.17 billion. No. First is the Greek word prototokos. It means a prototype. It means a pattern. It means a model. So like I explained to you, they want to produce this phone. So they get into, or maybe Samsung will start making Samsung Z50. Whatever that means. And they now get to their workshop and then come up with something. They present it to the board that this is what we came up. This phone can do this, do this. Once the board approves it, that one now becomes a prototype for every other Samsung Z50. Do you understand? So they will now take that prototype and get back to their workshop and mass produce Samsung Z50. So whatever that prototype can do, other ones can do it. Do you get it? Every feature the prototype has, every other Samsung Z50 will have the same feature. So that first one is now the first begotten of every other Samsung Z50. Do you get the point? So Jesus is the first begotten, so we are like him. So whatever he has, we have. So he got the name by inheritance, it means that name, we also got it. We got the authority by inheritance, we also got it. Now, you now go that to Revelation 3 verse 12. Revelation 3 verse 12. Look now. It will make more sense. He said to him that overcome, him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and go no more out, and I will write upon him, what? Write upon him the name of, so have you overcome? What's the name upon you? The name of God. And the name of the city of my God, which is Jerusalem, which commandeth from out of heaven, from my God. And I will write upon him my new name, my new authority. I will write on him the name of Jesus. So what is the name on you? So what authority do you have? The authority of Jesus. Right? So the name of Jesus, or this authority, is the believer's property. Say his name is mine. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. How is his name yours? By inheritance. By inheritance. Let me shake up some things here. How did Jesus get his name? By inheritance, right? What were the processes that led to him getting the name? He died. He was buried. He rose again. He ascended. He sat. And he got the name. Right? So how did we get our own name? The same process. We died. We were buried. We resurrected. We ascended. We sat. So when did we do all of that? When he died, I died. When he was buried, I was buried. When he rose from the dead, I rose from the dead. It's called identification in him. this authority of Jesus is legally yours. It did not become yours. Listen, friends. It didn't become yours because maybe Jesus just said, let me dash you. Right? It is legally yours. So the name of Jesus is your name. Hallelujah. The authority of Jesus is your authority. The authority of Jesus. What is happening? What is happening? This has never happened before. What is happening? The authority of Jesus is your authority. Hallelujah. So I have a name. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. I wanted to do something in the first service, but I didn't have time to do it. So let me just see if I do it in the second service. Now, that name has something it represents in salvation. It is by that name that we are saved. Acts 4 verse 12. Let me show you. Let me see if I can do that in this second service. Acts 4 chapter 2. Chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So it's the name of Jesus that we are saved. By his name. By his name. When we in salvation, that name speaks of him. Remember in Matthew 1 verse 21, he said, his name shall be called Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. So why is he called Jesus? Because he will save. So in salvation, his name speaks of himself because he is Savior. So to be saved by the name of Jesus means to be saved by Jesus, right? In salvation, that's what it means. That's why you see things like 1 John 2 verse 12. Let me show you. He said, my little children, I write unto you, for your sins are forgiven you. For his namesake. For his namesake. How did he get his name again? Died. He was buried. He rose again. He sat. And he got the name. How are our sins forgiven? For his namesake. How did he get his name? He died. He was buried. He rose again. He sat. How are our sins forgiven again? For his name's sake. Did you get it? So by the process, by that name, by what he did to get the name, our sins are forgiven. So to be saved by the name of Jesus means to be saved by him. Or in another way, means to be saved by what he did and what he has done in his death and resurrection. Are you following me? So to be saved by the name of Jesus does not actually mean to start shouting, Jesus! If a sinner starts shouting, Jesus, he's not saved. He's not saved. Shouting Jesus will not save a sinner. A sinner is saved for his namesake. And what that means, he's saved on account of what he has done. I'll show you one or two scriptures. Luke 24 verse 47. Luke 24 verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in what? In what? In what? His name among all nations. So what does it mean to preach salvation in his name? In his name, that means it's not to be preaching, repent in the name of Jesus. That's not what it means. In his name means, how did he get the name again? He died. He was buried. So his name means in what he has done in paying for our sins. We preach remission of sin in that name. Another example, John 1 verse 12, the popular John 1 verse 12. The popular John 1 verse 12. He said, to them that received him, as many received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his. Is it to believe that his name is called Jesus? What does it mean to believe on his name? Believe in what he has done. What did he do? How did he get the name? He died. He was buried. He rose again. He sat. So to believe in that name, in that authority, in that which he has done, he said you are saved. Many other examples, John 20 verse 31. So when we say we are saved in the name of Jesus, it means we are saved in him, or we are saved by what he has done. John 20, 31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and believing in him, you might have life through his name. Are you following me, guys? Should I share another example in the epistles?
First Corinthians 6, verse 11. First Corinthians 6, verse 11. And as such, okay, such were some of you, but sound washed. Say it again. Say it again. You are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord. See, it's not like you are washed in Jesus' name. You are sanctified in Jesus' name. No. To be washed in his name is to be washed in what he did. Who's what I'm saying? What I'm talking about? So in salvation, his name refers to his ability to save. So that now takes us to that Romans 10 verse 13. Where the Bible will now say that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't mean whosoever shall begin to call Jesus, 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 Jesus. Nah. His name here will now be referring to what he has done. Did you get the flow? So to call upon his name will now be to speak of what he has done in his death and resurrection. So anybody that calls upon that name will be saved. Is this very clear? So verse 14, we now continue. Just next verse. How then shall they call on him who they have not believed? So how do you call upon the name of Jesus? You believe. What do you believe? You believe in his name. What do you believe about his name? You believe in what he has done. The fact that he has paid for sins and all that. So when we talk about the name of Jesus in salvation, we are talking about what he has done. In his death and resurrection, the process through which he got the name. How shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And all that and all that. So at salvation, we call on him. Acts 2 verse 21. Maybe I should just do a little more. Acts 2 21. Acts 2 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be. This was Peter's message. So he was not saying, as I'm done preaching now. If you check this Acts 2 when Peter preached, when he finished preaching, none of them started shouting. All of them did not start shouting. How many persons got saved here? How many persons got saved after Peter preached? 3,000, right? Did any of them start shouting, Jesus? They just believed in what Peter preached that he did. And that was what Peter meant by calling upon the name of the Lord. Let me show us if this is very clear. I don't think it is. So John 3 verse 18. John 3 verse 18. Hayayaya barovatia. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he had not believed in the name. So to believe in him is to believe in his name. Right? To believe in his name is to believe in what he has done. So I believe the name of Jesus. So I believe in the name of Jesus. Maybe let me take this a little. Let me just stretch this a little. Should I? Matthew 28 verse 18. He now begins to talk about, he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Right? Now, all power. Verse 19 now says, watch carefully. Go therefore, eat and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Apart from this place, there is no other place you will find the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in the Bible in one verse. How many of you know this? Go and search. Assignment for next Sunday. And that's how you find out that the apostles throughout the book of Acts and throughout the epistles, they never prayed in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They prayed only in the name of Jesus. I get the point. Because the name of Jesus, as I've explained, is the name of God. Who is following what I'm saying at all? So to say name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is tautology. Are you following me, guys? It's tautology.
Name of Father. Actually, how it appears is, in the name of the Father, that is the name of the Son, that is the Holy Ghost. Are you following me, guys? So you baptize them. God, I just want to cause trouble a little. You baptize them in the name. What does it mean to baptize? The word baptize, what does it mean? To immerse. Wow. To immerse. So is he saying baptize them? Okay, let's. So do we all agree to baptize is the Greek word baptizo? It means to immerse. It means to immerse. So if I say baptize this envelope in oil, what am I saying? Immerse it. Baptize this envelope in fire. What am I saying? Immerse it in fire. Baptize it by water or in water. What am I saying? Immerse it into water. Now, baptize them in the name of Jesus. What does that mean? So, does it mean to put them inside water in the name of Jesus? The first person that opened my eyes to this was E.W. Kenyon. That book you are reading now. So, read it. To baptize in the name of Jesus is not talking about to put them inside water. That's what the Bible is saying here. Put them in the name. He says, can you, let me show you. Galatians 3:27. We're going to read together from the screen, everybody. Galatians 3:27. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Read it again. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ have. So what does it mean to baptize somebody into Christ? For the person to put on Christ. That happens as salvation. Who is getting my point at all? To baptize in the name of Jesus means to put on Jesus. I like this verse. In the translation, see NLT. We see NLT, we see Amplify, we see Message, then we'll continue. All who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on the character of Christ, like putting on new clothes. Hallelujah. So I've been baptized. Say it again. Say it again. Say, I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I have put on Jesus. Look at this. Let's do this together. 1, 2, 3, go. Your baptism, let me hear your voice. 1, 2, 3, go. Your baptism in Christ was not just washing you up for a fresh start. It also involved dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe. Christ's life, the fulfillment of God's original promise. So how are you dressed now? The life of Christ. What are you wearing? What are you wearing? Oh God. What are you wearing? You are wearing Christ's life, Abby. So can we say we have put on the name of Christ? Can we say we have put on Christ? Can we say we have been baptized in the name of Christ? Are you following me at all? So I've been baptized in him. And that's what we mean by the name of Jesus saving people. So it doesn't mean that when we talk about salvation, after preaching to the sinner, you tell him, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Start saying, Jesus. Jesus. You know Jesus? So say Jesus. Everyone say Jesus. That's not how to be saved. If you have not put on Christ, if you have not believed in what he has done, you are not saved. If you have, you have been saved by that name. So we are saved by the name. Now, in salvation, that name is what he has done. That name is him. In prayers, what that name does for us in prayer is that it's the authority of Jesus, the authority of God. How do I explain this now? It's just like, okay, let me use. Yeah, I don't want to play keyboards. I'm going to use you now. Use Sterling in the first service. So it's your turn.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they invite me to somewhere for a function. Maybe they invited me to come. Let's not use money this time. Oh God. I'll still use money. So they invite me to come for a function as a rich, you know, being the governor and all that. Yeah. And then, you know, I'm a very busy person. So I just got to make it. Now, I say I'm going to send Bro Ezebo. Now, Bro Ezebo, maybe, let's even assume he doesn't have money. I'm going to explain this to you and I'm going to put it in better perspective. Because what I'm even explaining now is not even up to what we have in the name of Christ. But I'll just use it. I didn't have time to go into the first service. I'm going to do it in the second service. And I'll send him. You go there. So when Bro Ezebo arrives, what I'm going to say is, the governor is here. You know, normally when the governor arrives, they will not sing national anthem. You know, right? If only Bro Ezebo enters, they'll start playing national anthem. Because I have come. Are you following me, guys? So, if he enters there, he's there in my name. Do you know that if they prepared any special package food that I was supposed to eat? My inheritance. Bro Ezebo is going to eat it. Because he's there in my name. The same thing, if he now opens his mouth to say, I am going to give 14 million naira. Everybody will clap. Who did he bring that expenses on top of his head? The governor. It's going to be, so when they want to write it, they would write, Bro Ezebo promised to give. What would they write? The governor. Because he is there in the name. So it is treated like it is Jesus when we pray. Because we got there in his name, is the authority. But do you know, I told you, this is not even up to what you have in Christ. It's just an illustration. Because by this illustration I just gave you, Bro Ezebo now is not the governor. He's representing me. He didn't win an election. He's just representing me. But in our own, it's beyond that. Because all the processes he passed through to that authority, we went through those same processes too. So it's even beyond that. So we are standing there as him. So when I say, I come in the name of Jesus, heaven sees it like Jesus has started talking. Are you getting the point? Yeah. That's why I tell you, I cannot have prayer failures. It's not bragging. My prayers don't fail. I tell you guys, if your prayer does not work, mine works. All you need is knowledge. And Satan can do everything to keep you from this knowledge. We have a name. When we come in that name, we come as Jesus. You know, it was the Blikayon that said that the word of God in the mouth of the believer is as powerful as the word of God in the mouth of God. Same. So when I come out and look at a dead person, I say, rise. Satan hears Jesus saying, rise. Heaven hears Jesus saying, rise. The Bible said we are the aroma of Christ to the world. See, when I pass and talk, heaven knows Jesus is talking. If God not turn Jesus down, he cannot turn me down. He can't. Because I come in his name. Okay, so if Bro Ezebo now promises 14 million and then after it wasn't paid, who failed? The governor failed. Not me, the governor. The governor failed. You know, that's one thing that's happening in this current tenure. Praise God. We find a lot of, you know, before we got into this change era, a lot of promises were made. You realize that some of those promises were not really made by the president himself. Did you observe that? Yeah. It was some of his boys that were saying, we'll build the, we'll give everybody free food.
I didn't get the point.
But then he sent them to go and make it. It's his promise. And I've seen people trying to defend him, saying, did he say those things? He doesn't have to say it. He sent them to go and lie in his name. It's his promise. And that's why the God we serve is a God of integrity. When you go in his name, he will not fail. You didn't hear me, my friends. When you pray in his name, he will not fail. We have a name. The name of Jesus. So John 14 verse 13. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Do it again. The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. I adore. King of all kings. No other name like him.
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. I adore the name. Alpha and Omega. No other name like him.
Your spirit is my advantage.
Your spirit is my.
Say your spirit is my advantage.
Your spirit is my advantage.
Sing it.
Your spirit is my advantage. I can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
Say your spirit is my advantage.
Your spirit is my advantage. Your spirit is my advantage. I can't explain
it. I can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
One more time. Your spirit is my advantage.
Your spirit is my advantage. Your spirit is my advantage. I can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
One last time. Say your spirit is my advantage.
Your spirit is my advantage. Your spirit is my advantage. I can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
I can't explain
it. One last time. It's my advantage.
Your spirit is my advantage. Oh. Your spirit is my advantage. I can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
I can't explain.
Hallelujah. We have a name. Say it again. Say we have a name. Power this mic a little. Say we have a name. Say we have a name. Say it again. So John 14 verse 13. Just power the mic a little. Shani ananana sota ladashia. He said, and whatsoever, how many things? Talk back to me. How many things? How many things? Is healing in whatsoever? Prosperity in whatsoever? Deliverance in whatsoever? 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 Protection in whatsoever? Hey, turn around in whatsoever? If you ask the Father, it might just come in the name. Do you know why it will be done? Once you say, I come in the name of Jesus. Once you come in that name. Heaven records that Jesus has started praying. God can't say no to Jesus. You know, he got to the tomb of Lazarus in John 11. He said, I thank you, Father, for you always hear me. That same Jesus said, you always hear me. Now says, ask as if it is me. Or ask as me. Ask as me. So whatsoever. You shall ask Father in my name. You ask in my name, it shall be done. Verse 14. Look at what I was saying. It's my advantage. John 14. Your spirit is my advantage.
Your spirit is my advantage. Your spirit is my advantage. I can explain it.
Yes.
I can explain it.
Your spirit is my advantage.
Your spirit is my advantage. Your spirit is my advantage. I can't explain it. I can't explain it.
One last time. Your spirit is my advantage.
Your spirit is my advantage. Your spirit is my advantage. I can't explain it. I can't explain it.
Hallelujah. You see, we have an advantage over the world. When the situation is tough, we have a name. He says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Look at what it means. Once you ask in his name, he becomes responsible for doing that thing. Just like you go to represent him. So you see, you want to implicate God asking his name. Do you get the point? He becomes responsible. This thing changed my working of miracles forever. Once I come before a case, and I know I'm about to implicate him. He can't fail. So I'll say, in the name of Jesus, blind eyes open. Not in my name. Can I open blind eyes? In the name of Jesus. You need to know. John 15 verse 16. Hey, John 15 verse 16. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. See, the big and the small, he does them all. Yeah, I heard God say that. The big and the small, he does everything. He can raise a dead man. I can remove pimple. The big and the small, he does them all. You know, these guys walked in the wilderness. As they were growing, their shoes were growing with their legs. You saw that in the Bible. Those things are things that you see and you just, you know, these are God can do everything. For how long they stayed in the wilderness, they didn't need a new shoe. They were growing with the shoe. So how many things are your whatsoever? What can he not do? What can he not do? John 16 verse 23. John 16 verse 23. I don't know who this is, but I heard the Lord say, you will get the placement. I don't know what that means for you. You will get the placement. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. It's no longer about just meeting. You know, Jesus was talking to them. He was there physically. He said, it's no longer where you need money. You come and say, Jesus, give me money. He said, very well, I said to you, whatsoever shall ask the Father in my name, what's going on in my authority, he will not give it to you. You know, they were there physically with him. They need stuff. They say, Jesus, we don't have, there's no food for these guys. He will multiply bread. They need whatever. You say, ah, Jesus, there's no money to pay tax. He will say, go. He said, but from now, you no longer need to meet me. Just come in my name. The Father will treat it like it's me. Are you getting me, guys? Verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask. He's begging you. Just use the name. Do you know why they call God El Shaddai? You see, to man, when man gives, he decreases. When God gives, he gets better. You see, giving does not decrease God. It's too much. He is refreshed if there's anything like that when he gives. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, asking in the name of Jesus is beyond shouting Jesus. I was even showing them in the first service. You can actually ask in the name of Jesus without saying in Jesus' name. Should we say in Jesus' name? Please do. But I'm saying, whether you say it or not, the important thing is you understand what it means. And I was showing them in the first service, people say, ah, demons cannot call the name of Jesus. No, Jesus is a normal name. Anybody can call it. But when we engage that talk, when I call it, when you shout Jesus and I shout it, It can't be the same thing. I am speaking from a place of revelation. You get the point? Can't be the same thing. I gave you guys an example in Acts chapter, Acts 19 verse 13. The seven sons of Sceva. You know that story? They told those guys, the demon told them, Paul, I know. Okay, they came and said, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. See the next verse, verse 14. And there were seven sons of Sceva and all that, verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. So the evil spirit called the name of Jesus. He didn't die. Are you getting me, guys? So it's beyond shout us. If you don't know what you are saying, it's just calling Gabriel Jesus or calling Jesus of Oyingo or calling Jesus Navas. But this name, they say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? So they call Jesus. Then you will now see some other apostles appear in the Bible and begin to pray the name of Jesus without using the name of Jesus, because they know the authority they come with. They know. I'll show you one or two examples in the first service. Acts 14 verse 10. Acts 14 verse 10. Are you there? He said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. That was Peter. And he leaped and walked. Did you observe? He didn't say, in Jesus' name, stand. He just said, stand upright. But they knew the authority which he came. Like, we go back to that reasonable story. If he gets to that event, the right thing for him to say is, on behalf of the governor of the state, I am giving 14 million. Right? But if they have recognized him as the governor's representative, he doesn't have to say on behalf. Would you stand up and say, I'll give 14 million? They will write it as the governor said. We are here on the authority of Jesus. The authority of the Father. His name has become our name to use. So Acts 14 verse 10. Say that. And maybe Acts 9. Let me see. Acts 9 verse 34. This will change prayer for you. Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he rose up immediately. That's how believers talk. He said, Jesus makes you whole. Verse 40. Acts 9 verse 40. This one was very interesting. It was a case of raising the dead. Peter just walked in. And Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed. Turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. Not in Jesus' name. Should we use in Jesus' name? A lot and a lot. But I said, it should come from a place of understanding. There is a knowing that I'm here on the authority of Jesus. Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. So that's why I said in the first service, you will not hear the Bible say, at the mention of the name of Jesus. No. What the Bible says in Philippians 2 verse 9 is, at the name of Jesus, every knee. At that authority. Once that authority appears, every knee will bow. And I showed some stories to the guys in the first service. And we've seen this happen over and over and over again. They know. Satan knows when you appear. If you know your authority, he knows. He knows. And I was listening to Jobedepo the other day. He shared a story that made me laugh. He said one of his siblings became mad. Amen. And they called him and he came back. He said, Satan, you're not even scared to afflict my sibling. The guy doesn't know anybody. They ask him, who he doesn't even know, he doesn't recognize anybody, had insanity issues. He doesn't know his mother, his father. And he was a cousin also to Bishop. So Bishop heard it and came. Immediately he entered. The guy prostrated and called him by his name. He said, how did you? They were like, he said, he cannot not know me. He said, carry him. Put him in my car. Let me see the demons that will follow him into my car. So they carried the guy, put him in the car. And they drove off. He slept off immediately. He has not slept for weeks. He slept off. They carried him. He said, when they got to his place, they had to bundle him because he was sleeping and kept him in his room. No prayer from there to hospital. I had a case like that. Some of you know this story. I met a guy that had not slept for over 8 to 10 years. Some of you know this story. Has never slept. I've never seen. He went for a mission walk somewhere around this thing, somewhere around them, not in that community. Umulumbo. So there's a place called Umulumbo in this area, right? Who knows the place? Huh? You've heard the name, right? And they went for outreach and they met this guy. He has not slept for like 8 to 10 years. I'm not joking. So they came back and they told me. So I was like, you know me now. Me and my doubts. I said, it's not possible. There is no way a human being will not sleep for that long. He said in the night he wants to sleep. And the guy, if you see him, sleep is important too. The guy was dying. I said, how do you cope? He said, he tries to close his eyes. These demons will come. So, after they told me about it, I told them, tell him to come for the program. He came for the program and they gave him. I didn't know it was him, but he was looking so haggard. I was already complaining. But I tell my ushers, mind who you keep in front. So I just started preaching. Midway through the message, he slept off. And as I was about to move, they walked up to me and said, is that guy that has never... I said, hey, ushers, let him sleep. He slept in that message. When I started ministering the Holy Ghost, I came to him. They tried to lift him up. I lifted him up. He woke up. I put my hands on him and he went again. And slept. I finished program and I left. He was still lying down there sleeping. You say, how does that happen? The Bible says the Lord God caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam. Power of God does those things. The name of Jesus. I didn't have to pray. I came in the authority of Jesus. You see, even madman, they fear transformer. I'm telling the truth. See, madman, they fear trailer. That's what you see. Madman is mad. If trailer is coming, he will clear from the road. The madness is not serious. You need to know. We have a name. We have a name. We have a name. And that's why I said it's our advantage. We have a name. So let me just close. Acts 16 verse 18. Acts 16 verse 18.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power. One more time, sing it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power. Sing it.
There is power in to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
This did she, of course, you know this story. This girl was demon possessed, following Paul. And Paul just turned and said, the name of Jesus. Come out of her. That's how you deal with the devil. He knows he triggers what? You know Spiritus what? He was trying to explain how you deal with devils. Spiritus is one of the greatest apostles of faith that has ever graced this planet. The guy is not feeling fine when it comes to faith matters. They were, he said he was standing at a spot one day. And you know, Oyibo people, and this lady had a dog. And was trying to convince, and the lady wanted to get on the train, and the dog was trying to follow her. So I was trying to convince the puppy, you know, to go home. He said, hey, Jimmy, please get home. The thing was just, they follow it. Smith was just by the side watching and watching. At the time, he got angry. I told him, come on, you go. And the dog ran. He turned and looked at the woman and said, that's how you deal with the devil. You don't negotiate with the devil. You get it? You don't start saying, hi, devil. I say, Lord, you know, I've been sick. I've always had a pain right here for the past 15 years. Can you see it's killing me, Lord? You just die like that. Then you start complaining. God does not answer prayer. I am that I am. You can't do anything about him. You know, people say you hate God. I don't like God again. God doesn't exist. He doesn't answer prayer. Yeah? You can't change anything. You know, there's one Yeyebo song they used to sing. Ikabara chukumba. You know that song? Ibajara yamba. That's why he's very funny. Will you shout at God? After shout, will you beat him? You better learn how the power of God works and stop complaining. You have a name in the name of Jesus. So Peter and John got to that beautiful gate. Acts chapter 3 verse 6. They say, silver and gold we do not have, such as I have. See, no believer is empty. You have something. You have a name. You have a name. Such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Let's do this part. It says, there is an army rising up.
There is an army rising up.
Oh, there is an army.
There is an army rising up.
To break every chain. To
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
Stand your feet.
Break every chain.
There is an army, there's an army
rising
up. Oh,
there is an army,
there's an army
rising up.
Oh, there is an army rising up.
There's an army rising up.
To break every chain,
to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
Now, you have 5 minutes to address stubborn situations. We come in the name of the Lord. We come in the name of the Lord. Ayayarate lugarate tutu shadiaros. We come in the name of the Lord. Yes.
Rising up. Rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling.
The spirit of faith is strong in this house. Pray. Address every stubborn situation. You don't negotiate.
Hey, the chains are falling down. The chains are falling down. Hey, the chains are falling down. Hey, the chains are falling down. I hear the chains. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains. I hear the chains.
I am alone and I know that the other day, the other day. And the other day, the other day. Or and the other day. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus.
To you belong all power, Jesus. Whenever I call your name, you make the way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus.
One more time. Strong tower,
your name.
sense strongly in my spirit, this week, many of you are going to experience supernatural deliverances. Because the Satan has planned it for bad, but God will turn it around for good. And for many of you, your families, you will hear cases of escaped robbery, escaped kidnap, escaped accident, escaped fire accident particularly. You're going to hear that within this week. There is protection your way. There is deliverance your way. What Satan planned for evil, says the Lord, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, he will turn it around for good. I said he will turn it for good. I said he will turn it for good. I didn't hear you. I said he will turn it for good. In the name of Jesus. And you see, what you have asked for, I say amen to it. It shall be done when you want it, how you want it. God will even exceed your expectations. In the name of Jesus. That which has been broken, the Lord said, I will mend it. He said, I will mend it. I will fix it. I will fix it. I will fix it. I will fix it. Someone has a swelling or a wound on the body, and I see pores coming out from it. You see, this week, supernaturally, you'll find healing there. It will be covered up and dried up. Yeah, if that's you, take it. Covered up, dried up this week. In the name of Jesus. God will show up for you. God will give you a good miracle. A miracle to encourage your heart. He will bless you with a miracle. In the name of Jesus. He will give you a miracle to encourage your heart. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if this is for you, but you see, the struggles are over. The struggles are over. The struggles are over. And for many of you, you have come into a new season of miracles. Not just to receive, but to walk them. 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 You know, this week, somebody, and we're going to get this testimony on Sunday, don't forget it. Somebody is going to trust God. Because there is this food stuff that was supposed to finish, but by the hand of God, it shall last long. It will not run dry till you get money for it to replace it. And take it as word of God. It will not finish until you have money to replace it. And this week, you will have that testimony. So I will get it on Sunday. Because there is nothing impossible with our God. We serve a good God. Don't you think so? We serve a good God. Let's give him praise if you know that he has answered him.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.